The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
How would your mom feel about your relationship with your brother now?
I think she'd be sad. I think she'd be looking at it long term to know that there are certain things that we need to go through to be able to heal the relationship. I think she would be heartbroken that it's ended up where it's ended up.
And that's the unmistakable voice of Prince Harry as part of the media whirlwind that he is at the centre of. Might sell a lot of books, but also gives us real insight into family estrangement and why he and others choose to remove themselves from their family. Now, to examine the stigma, the characteristics and the reasons behind family estrangement, I'm joined now by psychotherapist Stephanie Regan. Stephanie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Good to be here.
You've been watching Harry in action. Yes. And there's no doubt he chose to extricate himself.
Yeah, he chose to distance himself from the family for sure. And I know people are saying, you know, when he's speaking out and he's saying so much, and of course he is. But, you know, silence isn't golden, you know, in families. I think that's something that we have learned in a kind of a tough way over the years, that, you know, with silence there are secrets, with silence there is repression, with silence there are a lot of negative things. And I see with Harry is he has distanced, he's not condemning them. I know he's speaking out, so people feel that's sort of speaking against them, telling stories. But when I listen to him on the 90-minute talk, you know, the interview, I really listened to him like a clinician. You know, I was looking to him I wanted to hear, you know, where is his anger? Where is his, what would you say, hostility? And it wasn't there. That's not what I hear.
Now, he was probably ill-served by some of those early Spanish leaks because,
yes.
First of all, it was in translation from the Spanish, the people who got the early copies.
That's right.
So we got garbled messages. When you
context,
saw the man himself, did it change your mind?
Yes, it completely changed my mind. And I mean, I would have, like a lot of Irish people, I have a kind of a mild indifference to the royal family. And obviously, we're not royalists in any of us. But we're all drawn to their lives and the story. And I would have been, you know, sort of a young woman when in the Princess Diana time. And, you know, she was such an interesting woman. She was the first person who really showed the emotionality, if you like, behind a royal. And I think Harry is that. I mean, there's no doubt there's a model there for him. And apart from the trauma and all of that. But I found what I saw was a young man who has been hugely traumatised. Of course, by the death of his mum, by the nature of it, by the when it happened, how it happened, and the press and the role and all of that. But also by the way he was managed through that time. I mean, think about, I just last night was reading the initial chapters in his book about that night when he was told. And, you know, there wasn't actually even an arm around him. That is an extraordinary, as is written in the book, that this young boy of 12 was sort of wandering around for days and days while everybody was preoccupied with the press and where they would go and whether they would or they wouldn't, you know, as was chronicled in The Crown. So here is this young boy of 12, think of it, with his mum gone. He doesn't really know much about how it happened, you know, what happened. And people now like to use that. I've noticed that they're sort of using that as though, oh, but isn't he traumatised? Isn't that what it's all about? That's not what I see. And I deal with trauma quite a lot. He definitely was traumatised, but he is a fellow who has worked through a lot of that trauma. That is what is coming through to me.
Now, some of the criticism is that he's washing dirty linen in public. For example, when his brother, who will be the king in
yes.
time, comes around and has a go at him physically and grabs around the throat and he falls down and he breaks the dog's bowl.
Yeah.
It seems a trifling thing, particularly when in the Tom Bradby interview, he goes on to say that he told William to get out, or Willie to get out.
Yes.
And Willie didn't get out. Willie went to the kitchen and calmed down and came back in and apologised.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, why mention the episode at all, since it was resolved? At the time, you know,
yes.
a spat between
think,
siblings,
yes.
even if it turns physical, is not unusual.
Yeah, it's not unusual. So why is it a scandal? You know, he's telling the story of his childhood. He's telling the story of his life. He's explaining how he became the man he has become. I think, you know, we've heard a lot about the virginity issue and the back of the pub. And, you know, he's not trying to put himself forward as somebody who has been good, who's sort of perfect. And I think that's part of that. He's telling it the warts and all. I accept what you say. You wonder why. I don't have the explanation exactly, except that I think, I do feel he's entitled to tell his story.
Mm. I'm just wondering about some of the trivia, like the lip gloss thing, you know, borrowing, Benget wanted to borrow lip gloss from Kate.
Nobody shares lip gloss.
Nobody, exactly.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday. Nobody shares lip gloss, but, you know, that may be cultural, that may be, and I heard your very good interview with Jenny Bond the other day around it, and I thought what she said was very good. There was a clash there. There was that issue of culture and the American actress, and there is a different way of communicating, a different way of addressing things, different way of maybe befriending, and that came into play there.
Now, we wanted to talk about his deliberate estrangement from his family. He's taken himself out of the situation. He hasn't left it alone, though, because he's gone so public in so many different forums. But is that sometimes a good thing? To get yourself out 100%. Of a toxic family.
Absolutely. There are many toxic relationships. You know, some of the research, people who work on this, you know, exclusively would say that about 27% of the population are at the beginning or the end of it. You know, in other words, are affected by it or are the initiator of it. And I can tell you as a therapist that I would often say to people, you must distance. You must step back there. Because they're not able to deal with it and they're not able to develop and grow and heal themselves while they are within that toxic setup. So they do need to step back. Now, I wouldn't always say cut off, but I would say you've got to really make deliberate distance, you know, step back and create space for yourself to be calm, to work this through. And it's usually more in the situation where there is abuse. You know, I don't mean physical or sexual, that absolutely, yes. But probably more where there is a kind of it, maybe an alcohol or substance abuse, and where parents cannot in many ways sort of respect the boundaries of children and the kind of children or young adults, and they're drawing them in too much. So that's where we would be saying you need to step back and have that space.
Now, to garble a phrase, the attitude would seem to be with the royal family that you put up with it and you shut up with it.
Shut up and put up. Yeah.
So in his case, he has not put up with it. He's got out and he certainly has not shut up. And maybe that's where the lines are drawn.
Yes.
You know, the royals, they never complain, never explain.
And perhaps never concede and maybe never learn, because I would say to you that silence has been, as we know, the motto in that family. But look at Diana, this woman. I mean, people are saying now, you know, he gave out about the stepmother and he kind of really got at her. But before she was a stepmother, she was sleeping with Charles from the night of the wedding to Diana. So that woman was tortured. I mean, you have to say that for a young woman as young as she was, to be in a marriage where you know already that no matter what you do, you're never going to be enough. He's entitled to be angry about that.
What do you think will be the result of this estrangement? I mean, he says he wants his family back, and the coronation will be, if you like, the first public moment where reconciliation might be visible. Is that possible? Because when you look back on all the royal scandals, I mean, Prince Charles and the tampon and all the rest of it,
There's a conference. There's a clinician's conference there, not just a session. But
And you know, Camilla got over the wicked stepmother routine to the point that Harry articulates that he's happy that his father is happy in this marriage.
I hear a kind of a loving distancing from him. I know they don't want it. Of course, they don't want anything said. Anything. But they haven't either stood up for him in any way. Look at the Jeremy Clarkson thing. Was there anything out of the palace? Nothing. There should have been a condemnation of that statement. You know, that should have come from there. Now I know they're saying now he's nothing to do with them. But you see, it cuts both ways. If he doesn't speak out, he will be spun against. That's what happens in the media. You mentioned just there about
I mean, all they had to do, by the way, was say they welcomed the apology from Jeremy Clarkson, because he did apologise. He said he meant something echoing, channeling Game of Thrones was what he meant.
That's right. It was still a horrible, dirty example. Yeah. But, you know, and it wasn't a good one to use at all. But they didn't say anything. And this is Harry's point. Like, they're proving the point that in the press, you can say what you like. You can damage people. You can put people at risk in the British media. And I do not think it's the same here. And nobody is standing up to them. And he is standing up. Now, he's not going to save the UK. But what does it say about the UK? And what does it say about the royal family? That's another question that they need to reflect on themselves.
Sounds like Harry was looking for help. No shoulder to cry on, as the only emotional person that he had has been lost forever. That was his mother. That's from Kevin. Your guest neglects to mention Harry telling his story for money and also wanting privacy at the same time. And that is... a contradiction that people are pointing to. You want the press to leave you alone, and yet you give so much fodder to the press in your book and your interviews.
Well, I think that's a matter of control. It's about whether the press talk about you or you control that narrative. Anybody who's working in the media knows that you have to play a part in controlling what is said about you. And that is what he has done. He has taken it with both hands. And I think he has done very well to control the narrative.
So do you think that he has, if you like, the Bible there on Harry, and anyone who confronts him or whatever, there's my book, read it.
This is
then
my
you
story.
Understand me, is that it?
Yes, I think two things. I think this is my story. I think also he will turn from the past now and look towards the future. I think he has said what he needs to say. And a lot of people are saying that we don't want to hear any more about it. In a way, I think this is a saturation. You know, this is the point, but he has told his story in his own words. Mm. And, yep.
Finally, how
yes.
difficult to get back in the family. He wants to have maybe not the same intimate and intense connections with his family, but mm-hmm. he wants to be reconciled. How likely is that?
Reconciliation can be seemly. It can be just a seemly connection. I think that certainly in therapy terms, we would always encourage people to keep a dotted line to the family and then to navigate it slowly and gently. Now, I know there's huge issues here, but I would like to give a small shout out for therapy in this. I think that Harry is one of the best advertisements for therapy that I have seen in a long while.
Stephanie Regan, thank you very, very much for joining us. All right.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.